Let's go back to things that happened in our country, like in the 60s. Do you have a memory of the day that President Kennedy was assassinated?
Yes.
November 22nd, 1963. What is that memory?
I was at work, and one of my daughters was at home that day, ill, and she was in my bed watching TV, and she called me and said, "Mother, turn on the TV at work," and I did, and they were telling about it. I was also the president of Broadway Theater League at the time, and we were bringing in plays to Tulsa. It was before Celebrity
It is Celebrity.
Yeah, now.
Attraction.
Yeah. And so there it was. That whole weekend, that was all you saw. In fact, it was further than that. But that was a beautiful funeral. Well done. And that funeral home in Washington, D.C. is called the President's Funeral Home. All presidents, if they live in the area, have gone through them. Mm. And I remember little Kennedy saluting when the flag went by, when it went by. And it was then, of course, our plays canceled because nobody would go to the theater for some reason. So they pulled in people that were just starting, and one of them was Carol Channing. Carol Channing came to Tulsa she made up for somebody that didn't show up. And I remember her down at the old theater on Brady Street. She came out, and she was going to do that song that Marlena Dietrich had done, "See What the Boys in the Back Room Will Have." And she had on a negligee with long train. And she pulled it like this in the dust. Oh, that stage was full of dirty, dirty, dirty. And she started laughing, and so did everybody in the audience. And she said, "I'll never come back here unless you clean up your stage." And she also had Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend. And she threw the diamond bracelets out. And I was sitting with Jackie Carson down on the second row, and I still have my diamond bracelet that I caught.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
That's great. And you switched to Carol Channing. Why did you start talking about her? I didn't understand. We were talking about President
Kennedy. Well, it was about because all of these plays canceled out.
After the assassination?
They couldn't, after he died.
Okay.
I mean, activities just stopped. Well, you had people who had bought season tickets. What are you going to do? And so we heard that this Carol Channing, and okay, let's try her. And then some others. So that's how we filled in that year.
Was that your organization, Broadway?
Broadway Theater League was started by the Carsons.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. And that's how we brought the Broadway plays into Tulsa. It was costly. But then after they built the theater down there.
Performing Arts Center.
Yes. You talk about costly. I mean, to bring anything into the Brady Street was like nothing compared to what it did over here. So we just gave it up.
Did you ever think about acting, being an actress?
No. Oh, when I was in high school. But I graduated, I was 16. And I thought, I don't have the courage to get on a bus and go to New York.
Yeah.
I just don't have that much desire.
Yeah.
So I just put it in the back of my mind, forgot it.
You said were you 16 when you graduated from
high school?
Really?
Yeah.
That's like 2 years.
Yeah, no.
So you when did you?
Well, you know, in those days, you could skip a half a grade if you were ahead, and that's what I did. I skipped half grade.
So then at 16, that was when you went on to college. So you were younger.
And I was 20 when I got out of college.
So you were very young amongst all the other ones that were maybe a year or two older than you.
In fact, some of my students were like 19 graduating that year, and I was 20.
Another death was in the 60s. Martin Luther King, April 4th, 1968. Died in Memphis. Senator Robert Kennedy, June 6, 1968, died in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the
Kennedy died in Texas.
Yes, he did, in Dallas. Right?
Yeah.
It's on a Friday. So we had a lot of unrest there in the 60s. So a lot of it was over racial issues, and we faced that. I'm glad you said that. We're still facing it today. Probably will till the end of time.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I have noticed today, and I had said this because I had a woman, Virginia, who was working for me when Bob was ill, and she raised my kids because I spent so much time at the hospital and time with him while he was ill, dying of cancer. And she stayed with me until my kids were out of school and in college. And when she died in California, they called and told me, and I said, I want to buy her spray, Catholic spray, and two baskets to go at the head and the foot. And I did. And they sent me the form that they had used, you know, given to people. And the last line was the Stanley family, how long she had worked for the Stanley family, and gave our names, which was nice.
Very nice. Absolutely.